Okay, let's get cracking. Today we are continuing in the second parak of Maseches Megillah. Today we're going to be learning Parak Beis Mishnah Dalid and Parak Beis Mishnah Hey. Now, a person can fulfill his obligation of Kriyas HaMegillah by hearing someone else read it. This is referred to as the concept of Shomea Keona. That if a person simply listens and has Kavana to be Yotze, then it is as if you yourself are reading the Megillah or whatever you are saying, whether it's Kiddush, whether it's Chazaras HaShatz and Davening, whatever the case may be, we're discussing Shomea Keona as it pertains to Kriyas HaMegillah. Says the Mishnah HaKok Sheirin Likros Es HaMegillah. All people are fit to read the Megillah for other people, chutz mecheresh shota v'katan, except for a deaf person, a person who's insane, and a katan, someone under bar mitzvah. Since these people are not obligated to read the Megillah, they cannot read it for those who are obligated to read the Megillah. That's the Gemara in Maseches Brachos, that if you want to be yotze others, if you want to be motzi others, you have to have the ability to be yotze yourself. However, says the Mishnah, Rabbi Yehuda Machshir Perkatan, Rabbi Yehuda says that a minor, that someone under bar mitzvah, is allowed to read the Megillah. Since the Chacham required minors also to be trained in the chinuch of the mitzvah, they are also obligated to read the Megillah, and therefore they can read it for adults. Now the Mishnah is going to define the earliest time in the morning for the mitzvah of reading the Megillah, as well as other mitzvahs that must be performed in the daytime. It says the Mishnah, Ein Korinus HaMegillah, you can't read the Megillah velo mullin, you can't perform a bris milah velo tovlin, or immerse in a mikvah to be purified from tumah, velo mazin, or sprinkle the mechat, that's water that was mixed with the ashes of the para adum in order to purify a person, or kalim from the tumah of a dead body, v'chein shemeres yom keneged yom, lo sitbol, and similarly, a woman who's observing this shemeres yom keneged yom, we're not going to get into that right now, but the bottom line is she has to go into a mikvah, so she also can't immerse in a mikvah ad sheton etzachama. All of these things can't happen until the sun has risen, until sunrise. V'kulon she'asu mish'alam arashachar kosher. But in all of these cases, if one did the mitzvah after the first ray of dawn had appeared, which occurs right before sunrise, that's called alos or amar shachar. So at that point, then it is kosher because that is when the day actually begins. It is only on a midrabanan level that one must wait until neitz hacham, because it's hard to tell exactly when amar shachar is. So we say you should wait until neitz. Continuing now with Perek Beis Mishnah, kol yom kosher l'kriyas ha-Megillah. The entire day is fit for reading the Megillah. It can be done at any point throughout the day until the night, as well as for the following mitzvahs as well. It can be done the entire day of their respective days. So l'kriyas ha-Halel, reading Halel on Yamim Tovim, on Rosh Chodesh, on Chanukah, v'latikiyah shofar, blowing the shofar in Rosh Hashanah, v'lanetilas lulav, taking the lulav on Sukkot, v'latfilas hamusafin, davening musaf, on the Shabbos, Yom Tovim, on Rosh Chodesh, v'lamusafin, bringing the carbon musaf on those occasions as well, v'lavidoy haparim, doing the vidoy hapar, the confession on the bulls, that if a Kohen Gadol mistakenly ruled that an avera punishable by kares is allowed, and then he committed that avera, he must bring a bull as a carbon chadash, which is referred to as a par Kohen Mashuach. Mashiach, rather. Continuing in the Mishnah, Ulavidoy Meiser, making the confession on Meiser, which is, again, one who owns produce that grew in Eretz Yisrael, is obligated to make a certain declaration on the last day of Pesach, on the fourth and the seventh years of the seven-year Shemitah cycle. He must declare that over the last 3 years, he separated the required separations of Chumos and Maestros from his produce and dealt with them as he was supposed to, as described in Parshas Kisava. Continuing in the Mishnah, L'smicha, L'shchita, L'tnufa, leaning on karbanos, shechting karbanos, waving karbanos, L'hagasha, L'kmitza, L'aktara, bringing the utensil that holds a kar mincha to the mizbeach, taking a fistful of the mincha, burning it on the mizbeach, L'malika, slitting the neck of a bird, L'kabalo, L'hazaya, receiving the blood of a karban in a kli, and sprinkling it on the mizbeach, L'ashkaya sota, making a sota drink the bitter waters, L'arifas egla, beheading the calf of doing the egla, Arufa, again, the whole situation that if a person was found murdered in a field, the zakenim of the nearest city must behead the calf and declare that they bear no responsibility for the murder. The calf is called an agla arufa, as we describe in Sefer Devarim. Ula taharas b'hametzorah, and the purification process for a metzorah, someone who has tzoras, all of these things must take place the entire day. Can't take place at night, but again, they can take place throughout the entire day. Have a great day.